New heart, new spirit. Your connection to life at St. Francis de Sales Seminary. Connecting you to the heart and spirit of St. Francis de Sales Seminary in southeastern Wisconsin. Here's your host, Father Don Hying.
Good morning. This is Father Don Hying, rector of St. Francis de Sales Seminary in Milwaukee. Welcome to the third show of New Heart, New Spirit, a radio show that's all about your seminary, St. Francis de Sales, right here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Leonardo de Filippis was in Milwaukee last month performing Vianney, a tribute to St. John Vianney's life and charisms. St. John Vianney is the patron saint of parish priests, and we give special focus to him during this year for priests because his life has so much to say to us today, both about the priesthood and Christian holiness. We were lucky enough to have Leonardo in studio recently to fill us in on the performances and what he has learned as an actor who exhaustively researched St. John Vianney's life. In our first question to him, we asked, can you give us a succinct overview of St. John Vianney's life? Who was he, and what made him such a remarkable priest?
Well, St. John Marie Vianney, or we say in French, Vianney, is that he was born during the right before the French Revolution in history, which really changes the course of Europe and the political landscape, and also it affects the church tremendously. So he's born during that time in 1786, and then shortly after that we have the Revolution, and so the church is under great oppression and persecution, and so he starts to see priests either going to the wrong side, meaning they give up the faith, or ones who they have to go into hiding and become fugitive priests, as they called them. So he lived a life, all his formative years as a young boy is seeing priests coming and hiding to his own home, which is home where they were very, his family, at the family farm, Vianney were very remarkable in that they were not afraid to defend the faith. So they end up, he sees priests, he had his, first Holy Communion in hiding. It was illegal to do any sacraments. Anyone who helped a priest would be arrested, etc. So he really saw the sacrifice of priests, what they had to do at that time. Then, of course, his mother and is very encouraging him to be a priest. And so he has this desire to be a priest. And he's also a shepherd at this time with watching over sheep. So to make a long story short, he eventually enters the seminary. He eventually is kicked out, and then he tries again. He can't pass. He just cannot retain any of the Latin and the educational structure because he never had any formation in it as a farm boy. And then eventually he's ordained. He's put out in the pasture, so to speak, in a place called Ars, France, where he won't do much harm because they just don't think he's a very good priest, ignorant farmer priest. And eventually what happens is he goes into this parish. They're not living the faith. They don't seem to need God anymore. And he ends up converting the entire parish, every single soul. And a remarkable turnaround happens, and there's a huge surge of pilgrimage from all over Europe to ours, and he becomes the greatest confessor of all time in the church. And he dies in the graces of the sacraments and lives an exemplary life as a priest, and then dies at around the age of 73, 74. And that's why we're, the anniversary of the 150th anniversary of his death. That's why we are celebrating the year of the priesthood.
We then asked Leonardo to tell us about his performances, which are a riveting one-man dramatic interpretation of St. John Vianney's life. Leonardo has portrayed the lives of many different saints, Maximilian Kolbe, St. John of the Cross, St. Therese. And so we asked him, what's different about this performance, and how does it capture the life of John Vianney in an effective way?
Well, this performance is really, I've done one-person shows for so long, for almost 30 years now. This one's a little different in that I have incorporated more modern technology where we have a multimedia experience so that you'll actually have, there's a screen also with a whole set and everything and images, but I'll have characters interact with me on the stage So it's very different and very unique compared to normal theater. And I'm not sure if it's ever really been done that much, where the other characters are following me across the stage, watching me like the devil or St. Philomena or the cast of characters. So there's a number of people in this play, actually.
Before St. John Vianney went into the seminary, he never really had any formal schooling at all. And so when he got there, he just found his studies extremely difficult and could not master the Latin, was actually asked to leave the seminary three times, but his perseverance every time brought him back because he was convicted that God was calling him to be a priest. So when Leonardo was in the studio recently, we asked him, you know, of all the things he learned about St. John Vianney, you know, what struck him as the most interesting, the most extraordinary, especially given the tremendous difficulties that John Vianney faced at the very beginning of his vocation. And this is what Leonardo said.
Well, I think one of the most incredible things about this particular priest is that all the odds are against him. It doesn't look likely that he could become a priest. He's ignorant. He has no educational background. He has a real hard time in retention. He's constantly failure, as he would say, months and months of constant failure. He feels useless. He feels stupid, ignorant. And so he goes on and on. And so I find this remarkable in that he perseveres under all kinds of odds, not just to get into the seminary, but to stay a parish priest. He's accused of everything. The people try to get rid of him because they don't want to listen to his message about, Christ and the church. And then they even accuse him of all kinds of sexual abuse and fathering children, and all of these were lies. They tried everything to get rid of him. In addition to all of this, the devil is constantly attacking him throughout his entire life in priesthood, particularly in his priesthood and this parish priest. So I find this incredibly remarkable that even the priests themselves try to get rid of him. In the diocese, they're jealous of him. So he has everything go against him, and then he's exhausted. Where he becomes the busiest priest in all of church history. So it's remarkable that he perseveres to the end, to his death, to be a parish priest, to take care of so many children, so to speak. I find that remarkable, but I also find really remarkable his incredible awareness of the sacraments. In other words, he was not a person who looked at the host or was in the presence of the tabernacle as just a formality, which can happen even to the best of parish priests. Familiarity can breed sometimes, we forget what we're doing, forgetfulness. But he is always aware of the presence of God. And in a sense, he sees God, which he did, in fact. So I find this remarkable, and that, I think, gave him the energy, the spiritual energy, to be able to do confessions for so many years under intense, activity.
We also asked Leonardo, given his research on the life of St. John Vianney and his in-depth knowledge of that extraordinary life, why he thought it was so important that Catholics around the world recognize this year for the priest, pray for their priest, and really hold this year up as something special. And this is what he said.
The reason we're having the year of the priesthood is in honor of the 150th anniversary of the death of St. John Vianney. So this is the catalyst or the occasion. So the Holy Father, Pope Benedict, has decided to declare this the year of the priesthood. And he started it on the Feast of the Sacred Heart, which is a traditional feast throughout the history of the Church in honor of the priesthood. The Sacred Heart is an image of the pouring out of the love for souls. And so this is a real image of the priesthood. And so he opened it there, and we're going to continue this whole year of the priesthood to the next one, where he'll be elevated to be patron saint of all priests. So John Vianney is a remarkable priest, exemplary, as John Paul II said, that he's a person who's he has a crushing ministry, first of all, in that he's one of the busiest priests of all time, but he's also an exemplary priest, par excellence, as he would say, so that we see an incredible example of the priesthood. And I think that's why the Holy Father, with the crisis of the priesthood, with the troubles, with the abuse, misuse, ignorance, apathy, indifference, lukewarmness, all the different things that attack any person, but also particularly in the priesthood, we need a time of really reflecting on the priesthood, not just for the priests themselves. The priests need the bishops, the priests, even the Holy Father himself is doing this for himself so that he can reflect and drink in more deeply the spiritual graces of the Curia of Ars. But for our people, a lot of our people do not understand the priesthood. What is it? John Vianney gives a very good, I mention it, after my performances. He says, whenever you go by a church, know that a priest has been there. Now, that's a very profound statement because that church doesn't exist without the priesthood. And no church exists. The Catholic Church does not exist without the priesthood because we can't receive the sacraments. No one else can do that. So as John Vianney would say, if a priest truly knew what it meant to be one, he would die out of love. In other words, even the priest doesn't understand the profundity of his own service and vocation, and neither do we the people. So this is an opportunity to really reflect deeply on the priesthood of Jesus Christ.
We'll take a break just for a moment. You're listening to New Heart, New Spirit, a brand new radio program about your seminary right here in Milwaukee, St. Francis de Sales. I'm Father Don Hying, the rector, and we'll be right back.
Connecting you to the heart and spirit of St. Francis de Sales Seminary. This is New Heart, New Spirit on Relevant Radio. Once again, Father Don Hying.
Thank you for joining us today for St. Francis de Sales Seminary's new radio show called New Heart, New Spirit. Today we are featuring Leonardo de Filippis, who was in Milwaukee recently to perform Vianney, featuring the life and the mission of St. John Vianney, patron saint of parish priests. Leonardo planned his show before he even knew that this would be the year for the priest, but he sees the two as a tremendous convergence and a way to present anew the extraordinary life of this patron saint for all diocesan priests throughout the world. Recently, we asked him, St. John Vianney lived in a little town in France, died 150 years ago, very different time, very different culture, very different place. What is the appeal? What is the draw for us to pay attention to him today? What does he have to say to us, to 21st century sophisticated Americans? This is what he said.
Well, I think he's relevant to our age, first of all, because of the circumstance he was in. He lived during a revolution. The French Revolution, in a sense, is the mother of all revolutions, in that it's the father of, or the mother, if you, however you want to say it, of communism, Nazism, socialism, all the different isms, where it is a way of making the government take control of our lives. And you're seeing that, obviously. Everyone can relate to that now because we're having a lot of the isms happening today. And in more intense places, we have a communism in China where everyone's controlling your life. And we're seeing that in different religions, et cetera. So here's this priest, this little ignorant, forgotten priest who is going against the tide, who doesn't worry about this revolution. He goes full forward and proclaims the gospel and tries never to water down the faith. He's remarkable in that he doesn't care what he would call about human respect. In other words, where you're embarrassed about your faith in public. So this is a big challenge today. People are afraid to be, say, a Catholic in the public arena. They're ashamed. They're afraid to be unpopular, have any resistance, maybe to suffer, to be humiliated. John Vianney forgets any of that. He goes right, he stirs the soup, so to speak. I think that's one reason that he's very relevant today. He's a very courageous priest, unbelievable. The next is, I think, that the devil attacked him so much. He may have been, in fact, be the most attacked saint of all time in the history of the church by the devil in such a consistent daily basis. And the reason is because he converted more souls as a priest in the confessional than any other priest. He's the greatest confessor, too, because he did it the most. You know, at the end, he was doing 16, 18-hour days just in confession alone. So I think young people especially, once they see this show, once they see this story, this battle between the devil and him, they relate because they're going, the culture's trying to suck them in, to entice them, to confuse them. So these young people, they feel the pull between the call to sexuality and misuse and greed and materialism and all these different isms that happen. And so they can relate to John Vianney. Here's this ugly, white-haired priest, and they can really relate to his story because they feel the same struggles to persevere, to just, you know, survive in this culture today. So I find that remarkable. And I think John Vianney, we're overwhelmed by his priesthood because he's like, his story is so vast that he's, you know, he's never gets a break. He's like a parent with a giant, giant family. There's kids coming to him all the time. And I think a lot of us are looking for someone who wants to, who can help take care of us. And I think John Vianney is, in the modern age, we need somebody who's consistent, who sticks with it, and also has, it gives us great advice. And I think what's remarkable too is that it doesn't matter if it's a child, if it's an elder person, if it's a revolutionary, once he puts his eyes or locks his eyes on whatever person it is, whatever, even the, you know, the person who's an atheist, which happened, he locked and they could not resist him. I mean, he got him. And then they were converted.
St. John Vianney was a priest who made a big impact on a lot of people around him. We asked Leonardo to describe priests in his life who had an impact on him. Here is his answer from our recent studio visit.
Well, I've been doing this so long. I've been living my life with so many priests for the last 30 years in this ministry. But, you know, you have to really go back to your childhood because I think those are the, as for John Vianney too, he can say right now, back in his past, when he heard his first confession, he was under a little clock in his little house, hidden to hear, you know, a priest to hear his confession. But I think back, I remember a Carmelite priest who I grew up with. He was our family priest who basically took care of our family for marriages, and he brought my grandfather. I had a typical Italian grandfather who, anti-clericalism, European man, the women go to church, the men talk about politics and smoke cigarettes and drink wine and, you know, kill flies out in the outside and things of this nature. Well, that priest at the end came to my grandfather in his late 80s and said, Eugenio, I think it's time for you to resolve to make some peace with Christ in the church. And so he did. And so I'll never forget that, you know, the story as it was told to me. And I remember I got shot in the arm one time, and